What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I made this prediction, and it has definitely come true. The prediction I made, as you will remember, is that more men of middle age and advanced age were going to start offlining their wives. Here we go, one more again. Now, this article was published on the 28th of April. Man charged with fatally stabbing his wife at a New Jersey home. Fire under investigation. Sounds like not only did he go stab, 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 jab, 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 but he decided, you know what? We're going to bring hellfire as the other way to possibly take you out as well, to make sure the job is done. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. A man is in custody after fatally stabbing his wife at their South Jersey home Tuesday morning, the Camden County Prosecutor's Office said. Meanwhile, a fire at the home is also under investigation. Prosecutors said 50-year-old Jerome Morris stabbed his wife, 51-year-old Monica Morris, at their home on the 100 block of Freedom Way in Ariel. Gloucester Township police officers were called to the home at around 2:30 a.m. for a report of a stabbing. That's when officers found Jerome Morris covered in blood and holding a knife, according to prosecutors. His wife's carcass was found in a third floor bedroom where officials said there was heavy fire and smoke. Firefighters from the Ariel Fire Department, Gloucester Township Fire Department, District 88, Pine Hill Fire Department, and Winslow Fire Department all responded to the scene. Monica Morris was pronounced deceased at around 2:50 a.m. Two other adults were inside the home when the fire started, but they escaped without injury, officials said. Neighbors told CBS News the couple has children, and at least one of them was home at the time and may have witnessed the attack. Home security video from the area obtained by CBS News Philadelphia shows a person in the street screaming before police arrived. Three Gloucester Township police officers suffered minor injuries while inside the home. Two of the officers were treated on the scene, and one was taken to a local hospital where he was treated and released. Jerome Morris was charged with first-degree termination and third-degree possession of a weapon for an unlawful purpose. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Camden County prosecutors said charges related to the fire may be filed at a later time, pending the results of the investigation. Monica Morris was a culinary arts teacher at Trenton Central High School, according to a spokesperson from the school district. Counselors and social workers were available across the district that week. Mrs. Morris was a dedicated educator who cared deeply about her students and took great pride in her work, the district said in a note to family and staff. She made a lasting impact through her passion, mentorship, and commitment to helping students grow in both in and out of the class. A neighbor who spoke with CBS News Philadelphia said she saw smoke coming from the townhome where the fire started, and that's when she and other residents were evacuated from their homes at around 2:30 a.m. Quote unquote, "It's just sad. You just don't know what people are going through," a neighbor named Nikki said. "It's a lot going on behind closed doors." Well. Gentlemen, how many times have I said that when it comes to the topic of HMT? You never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. Can I please have my flowers? But seriously, as we all know, stabbing someone is deeply, deeply personal. That means you want to be up close to see exactly how much damage you've done. And they said the man was in the street screaming. So, once again, the question becomes, what drove this man to such a level of barbarism to where not only he wanted to stab her, stab and jab, but he set the place on fire? Like I said, he brought hell on earth to his wife. What more do I need to say about this one, gentlemen? Honestly, what more do I need to say? Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, it went down in their home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution. Obviously, the hot butter knife of doom. You know that's getting a 45. Psychological impact. One of the kids may have had to witness the shanking, you know, the stab and jab. So I'm going to give that an 80. And for the brutality factor. Once again, stabbing someone is extremely personal. You want to see that person bleed out. So I'm going to give the brutality factor a 45 as well. So Jerome, the jabber, Morris gets a score of 180. Once again, gentlemen, what could have driven this man to such a level of barbarism? Hopefully, he'll be willing to actually answer that question. But once again, I'm not going to hold my breath, because this society does not care about the suffering of men behind closed marital doors. It's only after a man finally explodes, then society wants to ask questions. At that point, it's too damn late. It truly is. But hey, once again, this man ain't the first. He's not going to be the last. But like I said, like I predicted, more and more older men are saying, fuck it. Their wives have driven them into such a damn state of, I just can't take it anymore, that they decide, you know what? The mask is now the option. The mask is my way out. Remember, gentlemen, no wife, no strife. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think drove this man to say, you know what? Fuck it. It's stab and jab time. Leave it in the comments section. And once again, for you wives out there who honestly think that just because you're married, that you have this veil of protection from society, come on now. This is 567 examples of why you don't have that protection. That protection only lasts because that man restrains himself. Nothing more, nothing less. So you better understand this crystally, and I mean crystally damn clear. The power that you really think that you have is all smoke and mirrors. It's an illusion. Feminism and believing that no matter what you do or say, that that man is just going to sit there and take it, that's an illusion that has gone out as well. Because one more again, ladies, one more again. When a man no longer fears the consequences of his actions, he will act. And in this series, it's always a lethal action. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.